This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 16. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I'm here with Episode 16 of the Pre-Ramadan Bootcamp. In today's episode, what I'm going to be speaking about is mastering your sleep cycle before Ramadan. So one of the most challenging aspects of Ramadan is how to manage one's sleep. Some of us oversleep and use Ramadan as an excuse to not get much things done, whilst others undersleep because of work, late night tarawih, and staying up until Fajr. Now, the problem with not being able to manage our sleep is that we end up feeling groggy and tired during the day, and we can't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that we want to. Like, we don't have that energy to do so. And so by mastering our sleep, we can feel more refreshed when we wake up and not so tired. So this topic of sleep is a big topic, and in fact, we have dedicated about 11 lessons to this topic on our Productive Ramadan online course. However, in today's episode, I'm going to be speaking about sleep cycles and how you can use sleep cycles in order to have a more quality and refreshing sleep.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. At Productive Muslim, our mission is to inspire the Ummah to be productive again. And one way we're doing this is through our online courses and webinars that are hosted on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. This platform is a personal development platform for Muslims worldwide. It combines faith and science to overcome some of our practical personal development challenges, whether it's waking up early in the morning or overcoming stress or difficulties in life. And for Ramadan, we have three special courses just for Ramadan on the platform. One is pre-Ramadan called the Ramadan Bootcamp. One is during Ramadan called Productive Ramadan Course, and one is post-Ramadan called Post-Ramadan Leap. So make most of this platform. Join us today at ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com and be part of this personal development journey with us. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so with regards to a sleep cycle, what is a sleep cycle? During the night, your sleep follows a predictable pattern, so it moves back and forth between deep, restorative sleep, deep sleep, and more alert stages and dreaming, which is the REM sleep. So together, the stages of REM and non-REM sleep form a complete sleep cycle that repeats until you wake up. So for the average person, a sleep cycle lasts 90 minutes. And so when you wake up at the end of the sleep cycle, which is the end of 90 minutes, then you will tend to feel much more fresh and alert. Whereas when you wake up right in the middle of the sleep cycle, especially when it's going through a deep sleep, then you are most likely to feel groggy and wake up in not the most ideal state. And so how can we use the knowledge of sleep cycle to sleep better? Simple, by structuring your sleep so that you end up waking at the end of a sleep cycle. So that means in a multiple of 90 minutes. So if you go to sleep at say 10 o'clock, then instead of setting the alarm at 6 o'clock, which is 8 hours, you will set the alarm at 5:30, which is 7.5 hours. And that is a multiple of 90 minutes. Now, you can either calculate this manually when you set your alarm, or you can head over to this really cool website, which is a sleep calculator. So it's called sleepytime. So it's sleepyti.me. So it's just sleepytime, and there's a dot after ti.me. Now, this website actually lets you know, it calculates for you what time you want to wake up, if you want to, what time you need to sleep in order to wake up at a particular time, or what time you should wake up if you sleep at a particular time. And this is all based on the sleep cycle. So if you want more information about what I was speaking about right now, then you can check out a blog post that we've written about mastering our sleep. So I will link that to the show notes of this podcast. So that's productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E16. And you can be able to find the link to this blog post that I'm speaking about. So what I want you to do in this episode is to test out your sleep according to sleep cycles. So set your alarm according to a multiple of 90 minutes and let us know how that goes. And also let us know how your challenges went. So did you do your physical challenge, your social challenge, and your spiritual challenge? So that's all from me. I will speak to you all again tomorrow with the next episode. Until then, remember, work hard and be sincere.